Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Friday, China announced more tariffs against the United States, and the president has quickly responded. And was this the type of reaction that we expected from investors when the president said, don't do business with China anymore?
I'm not surprised, Tom. I mean, certainly when Trump tweets or speaks, the markets certainly react. And, you know, the Chinese came out early this morning on Friday with a retaliatory tariff. So they're just, you know, their turn to slap us with some tariffs. And, you know, Trump came out and I think instead of slapping more tariffs back the other way, just simply said, okay, we're just going to get our manufacturing folks, you know, time to get out of China. So I think he's, you know, another shot across the bow back by Trump, but really doesn't have any sort of substance, but certainly is royal to markets. The other thing you've got going on today is another inversion of the yield curve. So again, the yield curve this morning on Friday, again, also inverted. So you kind of got the double whammy. You got the resurgence of the trade war fears. You got Trump making retaliatory comments. You got the Chinese retaliating against us. And you've got the inverted yield curve. I'm surprised we're not down more, to be honest with you.
Glenn, as we speak, the Dow is down about 500 points at 240 on Friday afternoon. Do you consider the investors, you say it's not surprising, but do you think it may be an overreaction to what the president or China have said or done?
You know, to be honest with you, I think it is a little bit of an overreaction as far as the response goes, not so much the market response. I think, you know, President Trump has a tendency to shoot first and ask questions later sometimes. And I think sometimes he tends to make comments that he eventually that walks back in the ensuing weeks. And I think that likely he'll walk this comment back too. And I'm not surprised that the Chinese decided to take a shot back at us. I don't know as far as overreaction or not. I mean, it's just another shot in the ongoing, you know, trade battle that we're having with them for, you know, to try to get to a better deal on our part. I do think, as I've been saying for a while, that the U.S. economy is much stronger and in a much better shape than the Chinese economy. So we're in a better position to withstand economic pain longer, which tends to make, you know, give us a little bit of advantage when it comes to negotiating. But from a market standpoint, you know, I don't think that the reaction from Wall Street is surprising, you know, being down 400, 500, 600 points. You know, when we saw the yield curve invert very briefly a couple weeks ago, we saw an 800-point decline. So definitely a lot of jitters on Wall Street when you combine some of these factors. You know, it's making for a lot of nerves and a lot of uncertainty. And, of course, whenever you have uncertainty in the stock market, you get a lot of volatility, especially to the downside. From an investor standpoint, as Mike and I have been maintaining, you know, we think that this is a long-term buying opportunity. You know, when you look at the issues, the trade war, you know, these types of things, you know, are eventually going to be resolved. And so they're not permanent structural issues. I think if anything, you know, the trade war that's going on is really just more of a headwind, you know, so we're really, you know, sailing into the wind, so to speak. And it's providing a, you know, that headwind is providing a drag on our economic activity, and it's going to slow down our economy. The concern on Wall Street is, will it slow down the economy to the point of causing a recession? And that's all the talk you've been hearing. So every time we have another inversion of the yield curve, another sign, or another shot by China, or an escalation of the trade war, it just tips the probabilities, you know, tips the scales more towards a recession happening and increases the probabilities of it happening. And of course, you know, Wall Street's going to react negatively to that. So, but a recession is not the end of the world. You know, we've had recessions before. We will have them in the future. We will always have them. They're part of the business cycle. It's just a matter of, you know, how well are you prepared financially from a household standpoint, and how well have you prepared your portfolio to make sure you can take advantage of the volatility that a recession oftentimes brings.
And this trade war, if you will, with China still going on, how long do you think this could go, and how long could this affect the markets?
Well, that's a great question. It's definitely going to continue to affect the markets as long as it's going on. We had an investment committee meeting last week, and our analysts are really leaning towards the side of a longer trade war than I think we had originally thought. They're, you know, both of our charter financial analysts, John Thurr and Paul Meeks, are both saying, and their belief is that we will be in a trade war until at least the next election, because I think what their thought is, you know, the Chinese are very patient and they are going to wait out the next election to see if Trump is indeed reelected. If Trump is reelected, I think that you'll see them come to the table pretty quickly and get some sort of a trade deal done. I don't think they could sustain much longer than that. If Trump is not reelected, however, then I think the Chinese know that they're going to find a much more favorable partner to negotiate with in the Democrat Party. And so I think you'll likely see this trade war drag on for probably another year. And I think you'll probably see volatility throughout that time, sometimes more volatility and sometimes less, certainly depending on what else is going on. You know, from a recession standpoint, there's more signals that we look at than just the yield curve. The yield curve is one of many factors. The other factors, both housing starts, retail sales, things like that, those have been actually pretty strong. And so you saw a good retail sales report just in the last couple of weeks. And so, you know, the consumer is hanging in there pretty strong. And so some of the other leading indicators that normally are also, you know, give us a sign of whether recession is ahead or not, you know, those remain pretty bullish and pretty positive. So I think right now you're probably looking at a kind of a mixed bag, again, of uncertainty. And, you know, some days you're going to get some good positive days. We saw a couple of days of multi-hundred point rallies. And then, of course, you're going to have days like today where you've got, you know, kind of the double whammy of both the firing back up of the trade war as well as, you know, the inversion of the yield curve. Just from a financial standing plan standpoint, Mike and I talked about this in our podcast this week. You know, there's two types of folks out there, those that are still working and those that are not. Those that are still working, I would say to them, you know, make sure that you've got a nest egg or a emergency fund that you can tap in case you, you know, perhaps lose your job if we did go into a recession. I think it's a good time to, you know, take stock of your personal, you know, life. You know, are you, is your job stable? Are you, you know, in a position where you have no worries? And do you have an emergency fund so that you don't have to liquidate investments or borrow from your 401k at a bad time when the markets are down? For those clients, you know, for those folks that are still working, if you can set yourself up to take advantage of market volatility by doing things like increasing your 401k, then you'll be way better off for it in the long term. The other group of investors are those that are already retired, and those are folks that are taking income from their portfolio. Those are folks that don't have time to recover from, you know, recession or a really bad bear market. And so oftentimes what we do for folks that are drawing an income is we set aside a short-term bucket that's going to be in things that are, you know, very conservative, that are not going to be affected by stock market fluctuations. And so we can set aside the next maybe 2 or 3 years of income that they need so that they don't have to worry either about liquidating stocks when they're down and they have the income that they need over that same period of time. So there are different ways, you know, depending on where you are in your life cycle, whether you're still accumulating or whether you're in a distribution phase. You know, different phases call for different actions, but I would just say to folks, you know, be prepared from a financial standing plan point and go into it with your eyes wide open so that you can take advantage of the volatility when we get it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.